Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Minister James Pope, and I am a minister at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where my pastor is Suffragan Bishop Johnny Magnus. And I just wanted to take just a few minutes today just to glorify God, and I wanted to try something new. You know, most of the time you'll see our ministers, either they're preaching, either they're doing a Bible class, some sort of Bible study. I guess today is no different. The only difference is I want to look at it through the perspective or through the lens of devotion, you know. And so with that being said, I want to talk to you today about it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Psalm 100. And one, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I want you to focus on how many times the Lord is emphasized. And I know that we're all going through something. And I just want to give you a word of encouragement today that you can make it if you want to make it. You can be saved if you want to be saved. You can be strong in the Lord if you want to be strong in the Lord. And so we're trusting in the Lord, but I specifically want to share this with you all, especially for those who feel like they're just overwhelmed by a lot of stuff. So have you ever been overwhelmed to the point where you can't think straight, you can't focus, you go on the job, you try to focus on your work, you can't focus on your work because of whatever the issue is. Maybe you go home, you try to take your mind off of certain things, but that issue or whatever you're going through, it could be a sickness, it could be maybe you have a disagreement with something and that just seems to scream so loud at you that you really can't focus. This is for you, and I want to encourage you that whatever you're going through, Jesus is greater than that. A psalm of praise. So when we come before the Lord today, let's go before the Lord with praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Let me go ahead and go to this. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So that's it. I just wanted to read some scriptures to you and just remind you, after looking at all that, of how much the Lord has done for us. You know, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That means while we were still in our sins, still doing whatever it is we were doing, still out there in our sins, Jesus, he loved us so much that he offered his forgiveness to us. And that now we have the opportunity to turn back to him and repent and receive what he has for us. And, you know, I'm grateful that the Lord forgave me. But notice how much the Lord is doing in your life. Notice how much the Lord is doing in my life. And, I could take some time and just go through all this, but I won't take too much time. I just want to say, stay encouraged. Serve the Lord with gladness. So when we serve the Lord, we ain't got to be mad. Why are you serving the Lord grudgingly? You might as well just, you know, it's either all or nothing, right? And in Revelation, it talks about he'll spew us out if we're neither hot nor cold, right? So let's serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So why we come to church mad? You know, and I get it. Sometimes, you know, we treat the church as a hospital. I guess that's how we're going to get encouraged and how we're going to get strong in the Lord and how we're going to get deliverance. But why not come before his presence with singing? So you may be praying. The next time you pray, why not sing a small hymn just to the Lord, you know, just thanking God for all that he's done. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He's God. He can do anything. And I certainly want to thank God for life today. I want to thank God for his goodness. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. He made you. He made me. He made us. So just knowing that he has all power in his hands, that he's omnipotent, meaning that he's all powerful, he's omniscient, he's all knowing, and he's omnipresent. He can see everything and everyone at the same time. He's God. He can see all things before him. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. And I'm certainly feeling confidence knowing that the Lord can heal you and touch you and speak to you. And at the same time, he can do the same thing for me. And at the same time, all the way around the world, he's doing something for somebody else. Isn't that awesome? We are his people. We're his people. We belong to him. That's why I thank God. You know, we're just ambassadors. You know, we represent him. But, you know, I just want to thank God that we're his people. We don't have to worry. We're his children and the sheep of his pasture. What you worried about? You and the Lord knows you. The Lord knows everything that you're going through. And, you know, he is our shepherd. Don't you trust the Lord today? We belong in his pasture. Everything's going to be all right. I've got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We ought to be thankful. You know, Thanksgiving isn't just for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just giving thanks. So we ought to thank God. Be grateful. Be grateful. But I don't have this, Brother Pope. I don't have that. I don't have this. I get it. But what about the things that you do have? You know, so we ought to be grateful. And into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. He's good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. And so even though his mercy is everlasting, one of the things we need to do is rightly divide the word of truth. And just because his mercy is everlasting doesn't mean his mercy is everlasting toward us if I reject his mercy. So he's God. He's going to last forever. He's the everlasting Father. And the everlasting Father is going to have everlasting mercy. But we have to, while we yet hear his voice, let's not harden our hearts. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, maybe there's somebody who's going through something. Lord, somebody's going through. Let them know, Lord, that forgiveness is available right now in the name of Jesus because you're available. Your salvation is available. Lord, save, deliver, set free. We pray that somebody may repent of their ungodly sins, Lord, their despicable sins, Lord. Lord, let them turn away from all of their sins, all their wrongdoing, all their ungodliness. But Lord, let them have faith toward you and let them be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins so that they can receive your precious spirit, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. If somebody's struggling today, let them know that everything is going to be all right. And it's all about Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Just remember today, it's all about Jesus. God bless you.